بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والبلد الطيب يخرج نباته بإذن ربه، والذي خبث لا يخرج إلا نكدا، كذلك نصرف الآيات لقوم يشكرون.
Good land produces vegetation in abundance by Allah's permission. Likewise, the believer understands the teaching they are given and they benefit from them, acting accordingly with the righteousness. On the other hand, the rotten, salty land only produces vegetation in small amounts and there is little goodness in what it produces. Likewise, the disbeliever will not benefit from the true teachings they receive and will not perform good actions that benefit him. Through such variation, Allah reveals His signs and proofs in different ways to confirm the truth to a people who are thankful for Allah's blessings, who do not disbelieve them, and who follow their Lord.
لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ.
Indeed, I sent Noah as a messenger to his people, calling to them to the oneness of Allah and to leave off worshipping anything besides Him. Noah said to them, O people, worship Allah alone. You have no true Allah except Him. I fear for you, O people, the punishment of a great day if you persist in your disbelief.
قال الملأ من قومه إنا لنراك في ضلال مبين.
The leaders and notables among his people said, O Noah, indeed we think you are in clear error.
قال يا قوم ليس بي ضلالة ولكني رسول من رب العالمين.
Noah told the leaders of his people, I am not in error as you claim, but rather I am on guidance from my Lord. And I am a messenger from Him, who is my Lord, your Lord, and the Lord of all creations.
أُبَلِّغُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي وَأَنصَحُ لَكُمْ وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
I only convey to you the revelation Allah has sent me with. I only want what is good for you. When I encourage you to follow what Allah instructed and to receive the reward for doing so, and warn you from what Allah has prohibited and the punishment you would receive for disobeying Him. And I know from Allah, may He be exalted, what you do not know, because of the knowledge Allah has given to me through revelation.
أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ أَن جَاءَكُمْ ذِكْرٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِّنكُمْ لِيُنذِرَكُمْ وَلِتَتَّقُوا وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ.
Do you find it strange, O people, that revelation and good teaching has come to you from your Lord on the tongue of a man from amongst yourselves whom you know well? I have grown up amongst you and I have never been a liar or misguided, nor have I come to you from another people. I have come to warn you about the punishment of Allah, so that you might follow His instructions and stay away from what He has prohibited, hoping that then you would receive mercy through having faith in Him.
فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ فِي الْفُلْكِ وَأَغْرَقْنَا الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا عَمِينَ.
However, Noah's people rejected him, and did not have faith in Allah, but continued in their disbelief. Noah at last asked Allah to destroy the disbelievers. Allah saved Noah and those who were with him and who had faith from drowning by enabling them to retreat in the ark. He destroyed those who rejected his signs and who continued rejecting them, drowning them in a great flood as their punishment. Indeed, they were a people whose hearts were blind to the truth.
وَإِلَى عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ.
And I sent to the people of Ad a messenger whose name was Hud, peace be upon him. Hud said to them, O people, worship Allah alone, for you have no true Allah except Him. Will you not then be mindful of Him by following His instructions and staying away from what He has prohibited, so that you would be saved from His punishment?
قال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه إنا لنراك في سفاهة وإنا لنظنك من الكاذبين.
The leaders and notables among his people who disbelieved in Allah and rejected his messenger said, Indeed, we only think you, O Hud, as someone foolish and backward, calling us to worship Allah alone, and to leave the worship of our idols. In fact, we are certain that you are a liar in claiming that you have been sent by Allah.
قال يا قوم ليس بي سفاهة ولكني رسول من رب العالمين.
Hud replied, O my people, I am not foolish or backward, but I am a messenger from the Lord of the worlds. Beneficial points. Good earth is given as an example for good hearts, and just as the rain is the substance of life, likewise, the revelation that descends is the substance of life for the hearts. When revelation comes to good hearts, they recognize it, accept it, and grow according to their good foundation and characteristics. And likewise, the opposite is true. The prophets and messengers felt compassion for people even more than the compassion of their fathers and mothers. It is Allah's way to send each messenger from his own people and in their language, uniting the hearts of those whose natural disposition has not been corrupted, and making recognition and understanding the religion easier. Among the greatest fools are those who reject and deny the truth, too proud to follow scholars and advisors, their hearts submitting to every scheming Satan.
أُبَلِّغُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي وَأَنَا لَكُمْ نَاصِحٌ أَمِينٌ.
I'm only conveying what Allah had instructed me to deliver to you. That you believe in Allah's oneness and His sacred law. I am to you all a trustworthy advisor, delivering what I am instructed, no less or more.
أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ أَن جَاءَكُمْ ذِكْرٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِّنْكُمْ لِيُنْذِرَكُمْ. واذكروا إذ جعلكم خلفاء من بعد قوم نوح وزادكم في الخلق بسطة فاذكروا آلاء الله لعلكم تفلحون.
Is it strange and amazing that a reminder should come to you from your Lord from a man amongst you, and from your likeness, not through an angel or a jinn? Thank Allah and praise Him for having established you on the earth, making you successors to the people of Noah, who were destroyed because of their disbelief. Thank Allah for having favored you by making you strong in stature, and remember Allah's great blessings on you, so that you may be successful. attaining what you desire and avoiding what is feared.
قالوا أجئتنا لنعبد الله وحده ونذر ما كان يعبد آباؤنا فأتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من الصادقين.
Hud's people said, "Have you come to tell us to worship Allah alone and to leave what our parents and ancestors worshipped? Bring us the punishment you promise if you are telling the truth in what you claim."
قَالَ قَدْ وَقَعَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ رِجْسٌ وَغَضَبٌ أَتُجَادِلُونَنِي فِي أَسْمَاءٍ سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا أتجادلونني في أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما نزل الله بها من سلطان فانتظروا إني معكم.
Hud said, "Already the punishment of Allah and His anger is on its way. Do you argue with me about idols you and your fathers have called Allahs, when they have no basis, since Allah has sent down no proof of their divinity? Wait then for the punishment you ask for I am also waiting, for indeed it is on its way."
فأنجيناه والذين معه برحمة منا وقطعنا دابر الذين كذبوا بآياتنا وما كانوا مؤمنين.
So Allah saved Hud, peace be upon him, and those of the believers who were with him, through a mercy from him, and he removed and destroyed those who rejected his signs, who did not have faith and deserved their punishment because of their denial.
وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ آيَةً فَذَرُوهَا تَأْكُلْ فِي أَرْضِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ.
Then Allah sent to the tribe of Thamud their brother Salih to call them to believe in the oneness of Allah and to worship Him alone. Salih said, "O people, believe in Allah alone. You have no other Allah worthy of being worshipped. I have come to you with a sign proving the truth of what I have brought you, namely a camel which will come out of a rock. It has an allocated time to drink from the water, and for you a separate time to drink. Allow her to eat within Allah's land, and do not harm her in any way, or a painful punishment would befall you." Beneficial points. One should show patience in calling people to Allah, following the example of the prophets, peace be upon them. Some of the main priorities in calling people to Allah are calling them to worship Allah alone, without any partners, and to reject and dismiss associating anything with Him. Being dazzled by material and physical strength distracts one from responding to what Allah has instructed and forbidden. The Prophet is like his people, but he is the most noble of them in lineage, the highest of them in rank, the best of them in society, and the highest of them in character and morals. The Prophets and their inheritors meet the foolish with patience, overlooking the bad things they say with forgiveness and pardon. The result of rebelliousness Pride and tyranny is ruin and destruction. It is the custom of Allah to save the believers and destroy those who turn away.